Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, September the 26th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another powerful show scheduled for you today. They want to talk about the quality. Talk about the quality of your life or the quality of kingdom living. You know, the scripture says that God loves a cheerful giver. Well, God also loves a cheerful liver, not the liver that's inside of your body, although that may be applicable as well, but God loves a cheerful life. The ability to live your life in a manner that reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies or amplifies the true biblical nature the true biblical characteristics of what the king is all about is to the topic of today's message, because God loves a cheerful life. This is the metaphysics of kingdom living. This is how to improve the quality of your life, or how to maximize or optimize the quality of your life. And well, you know, one of the things that's really interesting, as we live our life, life is based upon habit patterns. It's extremely important that we understand what that means, because many of us, when we talk about these habit patterns, these are patterns or these are habits that we do or that we live by every day. But the fact that they are habit patterns, some, and I used to be one of those people who used the word negative habit patterns in that word, habit patterns. But now I'm learning that that habit pattern may not necessarily be negative. It's just the result of understanding how the brain operates based upon habits, or the way that habits are formed, due to the fact that certain things were frequently repeated in front of us when we were children. And we picked up these particular habits, and we picked up this way of operating, or way of living life. And so when we talk about how these habit patterns, some of them are negative, some of them are positive, but they're still patterns. And so when we look at the patterns of our habits that are ruling our lives, we are living life based upon patterns and habits. These patterns and habits that rule our lives, they are unconsciously, usually 99% of the time, based upon fear. So we live our lives from a position or from a place that is based upon fear, doubt, and unbelief. And it is this way of living our life that once you understand why you do what you do, you can start to explore different options to actually change why you do what you do. So the way that this is done is to understand the cause of a complicated life. When we look at the different causes of what we call a complicated life, then our lives start to unfold, or they start to reveal certain aspects that can help us to actually live a better life. And this is the quality of life. So your quality of life is what we are talking about today, and God loves people who understand the value of living life from a perspective of from the biblical narrative. That just simply means that the way that we all live our lives is the result of a particular pattern or a particular habit that we've established over a particular time. So we are all living lives based upon patterns and habits that are ruled unconsciously by fear. That is extremely important, because that's first base. Once you understand that all of us are living our lives based upon habits that are ruled by fear, that is the total opposite of the kingdom. So the thing that prevents most of us from entering into or enjoying the fruits of the labor of the kingdom, because in the kingdom, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships are common. So once you notice it for yourself, then you can notice it in everyone else. The ability to notice this inside of yourself gives you the ability to notice this inside of everybody else. And it all starts with, again, understanding or being able to see this particular way of living. This helps you to improve the quality of your life. So we are all living our lives based upon patterns and habits. These patterns and habits are based upon fear. And so, again, we bring about what we fear about. And so now we have to look at what is the sources of how is this manifested. Well, there are three things that limit or complicate our lives. Number one is tradition. Number two is survival. And number three is our personal choices or decisions or personal desires. So we need to look at these three, because these are all shared experiences. We all share, or we all have these experiences in common. And the ability to understand these shared experiences is what we are discussing today. These experiences are shared. everybody has some or all of these experiences. And so when we look at these shared experiences, the first one is tradition. Now, traditions have foundations in fact, which is why they are a tradition. So a tradition is something that has been passed on that either used to work and it may still work, but it has been watered down over time. So traditions are things that complicate life because traditions are hard to release whenever new knowledge or technology is exposed. So when you have a tradition, it is difficult to release that tradition whenever or because it is based upon fear. So traditions stick around because people are afraid to release them. This is what is called shared fear or shared worry. So you have your tradition, you share it with other people, and it affects those around you. Now, cheerfulness is a multiplier. That's why God loves a cheerful giver. So the kingdom is an atmosphere of cheerfulness. So anytime you're in an environment, anytime you are in an atmosphere, anytime that you are in a place and that place isn't a cheerful place, you know that that place that you're in is not a spiritual or biblical place. Traditions produce number two. When we look at the calls of a complicated life. So when we're talking about the cause or causes of a complicated life, we go to the second cause of a complicated life. And the second cause of a complicated life, when you have a tradition, it leads to survival. Now, having lived the first half of my life in survival mode, when you're in survival mode, you're just focusing on food, you're focusing on clothing, and you're focusing on shelter. You're not really living, you're just surviving. So these are the causes. This is the root cause of everyone's complications in their life. Those are the three things. So because most people address the effect of a complicated life, they don't address the cause of the complicated life. Their life stays complicated. So the first thing that we have to understand is when we talk about these three areas, tradition fuels survival, and survival forces desire. And so it is this that is the cause of what we called a negative habit pattern. So all negative habit patterns cause or result in a complication or a complicated life. So your life is complicated. And the reason that it's complicated is because of the fact that there is a cause. Without identifying the cause of a complicated life, the life stays complicated. And so today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about and remove these complications out of your life so we can look at the three causes of a kingdom life or the three causes of a cheerful life. Because remember, God loves a cheerful giver, which means God loves a cheerful liver. So if you live your life in a cheerful manner, that gives you the approval of the big G or the Father. So there are three causes that we've just discussed of a complicated life. Number one, tradition. Tradition keeps you from moving forward. If you got a tradition of eating your food, let's say in a microwave, and we come out with a new way, an improved way to heat your food without radiation or without drying out your food, but your tradition is to use the microwave, you don't want to let go of your tradition. So that causes a complicated life. Traditions always complicate life, even though traditions are founded in fact. Number two, the number two cause of a complicated life The number two reason you can't enter into the kingdom, the number two reason why it's difficult for you to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, when we talk about the three causes of a complicated life, is survival. That means you're focusing on food, clothing, and shelter. You're focusing on the basics. You cannot save. We can't even talking about take a vacation, or we can't even discuss, you know, establishing a rainy day fund because we are surviving. We are not thriving. So the cause of survival, what you're just focusing on and you got tunnel vision, is tradition. And the cause of tradition is facts. But these facts are old facts, meaning that we are avoiding Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So when knowledge comes along that gives you a better understanding of something, that there is a better way of doing something, we don't want to choose that better way because we got a tradition. We got an old way of doing it. So there are some people, you know, the Quakers, and there are some parts of the country where people are still using horse and buggy. There are some parts of the country where people don't like technology. They don't even watch TV. They don't like the internet. They don't like modern technology. Now, I understand there are some benefits to living your life in that manner, although they may be very few, but there are some, and there are some people who would prefer to live a complicated life because they don't want to bring in new knowledge and new technology. Now, trust me, I know that there are some negative aspects to knowledge and technology, but there are also benefits. So the causes of a complicated life is, number one, tradition. Number two, survival mechanism. You have shared worry and you have shared fear. You got tradition. You share it with everybody else. That produces survival mode, tunnel vision, fear. And we don't have doubt. We don't have fear. We have doubt. We don't have got doubt. We have unbelief, which really is different ways of saying the same thing. And then that leads to the last thing, is that is poor choices or poor decisions. Because you make choices and decisions from a position or from a place of fear instead of faith. So your personal desire, which means that you are choosing personal freedom at any cost, that's extremely important. There's nothing wrong with pursuing your goals and your dreams and your vision, but when you do it at the expense of others, when you do it at the promotion of yourself, that keeps you in tunnel vision, that keeps you in the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. So those are the three causes, if you will, of living or maintaining this complicated life. And so when we talk about these three causes, we are talking about these patterns. Now remember, all patterns are habits that are ruled by fear. And so how are these patterns and how are these habits that we call tradition established? Well, any activity will become a pattern or habit if we repeat it often enough, because it establishes a neurological network in the brain. Again, often, when I say frequently repeated, emotionally charged, produces a neurological pattern. So these patterns, for example, if you drive your car the same way to work every day, you're establishing a pattern. So when you practice it enough, it becomes a pattern. So these patterns that are repeated over and over again establishes this neurological network. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but the concern is that what happens from a behavioral perspective is these patterns now produces an emotional rut where it is permanently unconscious and it runs in the background of our operating system or our conscious brain. That's the pattern. The problem with establishing a pattern is once it becomes a pattern or a habit, it runs in the background. Let me say it again. Once we establish a pattern or a habit, it runs in the background. Let me say that again. Once you establish a pattern or a habit, it runs in the background. All problems are caused by you. Therefore, the only way to solve all problems is for you to stop being you, meaning all problems are caused by a unconscious mem running in the background that was established by the three things that we've been discussing: tradition, survival, and personal desire in the form of lust. You led astray by the pride of life, the cares of this world, or the lust of the flesh. You are the cause, therefore you are the solution. That's the complicated life. That's what most people live. Most people I know, they live a complicated life. And the reason that their life is complicated, they got a tradition. You show me a complication or a problem, and I will show you the root of that pattern or the root of that complication. Now, various programs are automatically launched when they are in a particular environment or stimulation, just like a virus in a computer. So remember, patterns are established and then they run automatically and unconsciously once they become established. That's called a program. Now, you need a process. Remember, all complicated people, when I say people, that means life. People who live a complicated life, they have a program running in the background. They can't see that program running in the background, and I can. And when I tell them you got a program running in the background, what you think their response is going to be? It's going to be just like yours. Their response is, what program? Why? It's unconscious. It's in the background. You don't even know it's running. Complicated lives mean that you live in your life based upon a tradition. Now, remember, traditions are always founded in facts and truth, but then they are resolved into lies or half-truths over time, meaning horse and buggy was good back in the 1800s. Horse, we got jet engines now. There's a better way of traveling. Some people would argue that point. Okay, maybe it's not better, but at least it's faster. I would even argue to say it's probably safer. But there are more benefits to knowledge and tradition, or knowledge and technology, than there are negativity. Now, we know Lucifer gets into that as well. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, again, easy living. Why? The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Take the G out and put in the L. God loves a cheerful life or a cheerful liver. When you live your life cheerfully, but what prevents your life from being cheerful? When you wake up every morning with your toes curled, every day, all day, 24/7, 365, even in the face of adversity, you don't have a program, you have a process. So what makes my life different from everybody else is I have a process that overrides my program, that produces a profit. If you have a process that is so powerful because it's based upon your purpose, it will override your negative habit program so that way you produce a profit. That profit is going to give you peace. That profit will make you a profit. See, I'm a prophet. I'm a P-R-O-P-H-E-T because I have a profit. I have a P-R-O-F-I-T. The more profit I make, the more profit I become. I'm a prophet of God because, again, I profit from God. And God is good. Life is good. God loves a cheerful giver. So God loves a cheerful life. But my cheerful life overrode my unconscious program. But I had to figure out that cheerfulness is a multiplier. It multiplies things exponentially. So if you've ever been in the presence of a happy person, you know one thing. You know that a good, cheerful laugh or spirit is contagious. It's hard when you pissed off to be around somebody who's cheerful. Think about it. You don't want to go to no party when you're angry. I know I don't. I don't like being around happy people when I'm not happy, because I'm not trying to be happy. I want to be angry right now, brother. Thank you very much. And they say, hey, come on, man, let's go. I know, especially when me and my wife first met, I had a hard time being happy. I mean, when the first time she did a surprise birthday party for me, and it almost ended in divorce. Why? I was pissed off because my wife made me happy. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, it don't make sense, right? That's how complicated I was. Now I still ain't out the woods yet. I still get a little uncomfortable being around happy people. Why? There's an unconscious meme running in the back of my brain that says, Negro, you don't deserve to be happy. And remember the first time my sister told me that, and I told you guys the story where I just broke down and started crying. I didn't know why. I was just driving, and my sister just said, dude, you deserve to be happy. And I just started crying. I was like, what's going on? Something in behind me, something inside of me, that ruling disposition that is buried deep down inside of me, there's a mem. Now, I've done some research, and I understand where it came from. I talked about growing up, and my grandmother kept all this stuff she kept telling me when I was a kid. That crap was still ingrained in my skull. And then something triggered it. What triggered it? My sister said, look at me now. No, no, not other people, you. And I said, no, no, I understand. She said, no, no, you're not listening. You make other people happy. All day, every day, that's all you do. Stop. Make yourself happy. And then I was like, but I don't deserve. I was unconsciously saying, I don't deserve to be happy. So the program that I had to overcome is the program that says, you do not deserve happy, deserve to be happy, because you're not worth happy. Other people are more valuable than you. That's the only reason somebody spend more time with other people and investing in other people. And stop electing somebody else. Stop appointing someone else to solve your problems for you. Solve your own problems. The moment that you elect someone or something to solve your problem, that someone or something is more profitable, more beneficial than you. Number two, shift your point of security from wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships, profit, to purpose. Why? Purpose gives wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. You got the cart before the horse, Brother Will. That's what I did. See, number one, first of all, I was looking for somebody else to solve my problem, a.k.a. white man. Because that's what I was taught. If it's white, it's right. So all my life, that's why I went into the dominant culture. That's why I spent 25 years hanging out with them, because they were more valuable than me. That's what you're saying. Let me rephrase that. That's what I said. Kingdom living is the result, is the ability of seeing yourself as a single standing column of waveform energy. That's difficult, because if you make that statement, there's a voice that's going to come up in your brain that's going to be unconscious. That's that program. That's that ruling disposition. That's that vice word that is buried down. That's that DNA level imprint. It's imprinted into your DNA since you was a little cheerings. In fact, it was passed down from your father's. Because, again, the sins of the father is passed down to the son, to the third, fourth generation. So what's happening is that unconscious program, now remember, it is unconscious. It runs behind the scene. We just established the three things that establishes that program. We just established, again, everybody has a pattern, patterns of power. The root of these patterns is the fact. These patterns was laid down as a result of fears from your early childhood. So when you was a child, you can't even think rational and logically. You're just a child. So you don't see and you don't understand these adult situations. But you were thrown into and you was forced, and God forbid if you was abused either sexually or mentally or financially, and so this abuse is skewed the way that you see the world, because as a child, you were thrown into these situations that produced a wound. These wounds were created, and fear surrounded them, and then you shifted or created what is called a false personality, what is called in psychology the false protector. So you had to create, if the brain is overstimulated, this is called arrested development disorder. Your development, it becomes arrested or fractured, and you produce an alter ego to deal with the situation. This is called a false protector. This false protector manifests because it starts to protect and starts to defend you. So you create, like Beyonce say, when she goes on field, on stage, she's not Beyonce. She's Sasha Fierce. Who the hell is Sasha? All actors, it's amazing. People in Hollywood, I remember listening to Jim Carrey. Every Hollywood actor, every person I know, they say that they have a different person. They become someone else. It's like watching Ray Lewis when he played football. Ray Lewis, nice guy, easy going, but when he got on the football field, he come out the tunnel, Ray Lewis turns into something else. Who's this other dude? That's that alter ego. That's that protector that is summoned up, just like in the movie Split. In the movie Split, old boy had quite a few alter egos, personalities that dealt with different situations. So this is arrestment. This is a fracture. This is schizophrenia. This deals and gets into certain mental issues, but people don't like to talk about it. Yesterday's mental issues was the day before yesterday's demonic possessions. Modern day mentality is yesterday demonology. Now, people don't want to go there. Most people don't want to go there. Bring me a mental issue. I'm going to show you a demon. Because a demon is just a disposition. It's a pattern. But it's totally unaware of these patterns and these programs that run unconsciously below the surface of your conscious brain. That is a control system. See, our lives has become a process of protecting and defending ourselves and our story. Don't believe me? All I got to do is say something against your story. Everybody got a story. But the moment your story is challenged, watch what happens. Something happens. It's called anger. And everybody says the same thing when they end up in prison or in jail. They tell, like, well, why did you shoot him 30 times? Well, I don't know. Something came over me. Every situation, every time, I mean, I was a cop. I got to the scene. Hey, dude, why'd you beat your wife down like that? That's your wife, homie. I don't know, dog. She said something came over me. I just lost it. People tell you all the time, dude, I just lost it. Yeah, I know where you lost it. That's that ruling disposition that came over. Everybody has that. Everybody is capable of murder. You just got to push the right buttons. Don't believe me? Come hang out with me for a while. Let me push your buttons. I guarantee you I can push your buttons. Why? We all got them. Your job is to be aware of them. A complicated life is a life that is lived where tradition, survival, and your personal desire comes at my expense. That means that your life is complicated. You're not eligible for the kingdom. See, in the kingdom, God loves a cheerful giver. Therefore, God loves a cheerful life. So your life must be cheerful. That's the problem. See, cheerfulness is a vibration that is so rare because of how it affects other people. And it starts by affecting you. See, you can't fake cheerfulness. See, it's not just something that you feel on your own. Cheerfulness, it involves expressing, exposing, and expanding a positive feeling for those around you and for purpose that is in you. That's cheerfulness. Cheerfulness means you've found and you've attached to three things. This means a cheerful life. A cheerful person, number one, they have purpose. Number two, they have clarity of, or they have confidence that comes from clarity. Number three, they have self-sufficiency. If you don't have those three things, then you cannot, you have faked or you have unauthentic joy. Cheerfulness is another word for joy. The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and it says love, joy, peace. That's the kingdom. The first three attributes of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. Those first three, that is what is called the easy life. That's a process. So we have a process in place. It's called love. It's called joy. And it's called peace. Those three dogs right there, they hunt. They every time you send them out, they bring back whatever you send them. Why? The word of God cannot return void. That's kingdom living. God loves that. God loves a cheerful life. But there are things that prevent us from living a cheerful life. Those three things is, number one, stop electing somebody else to solve your problems. Number two, shift your point of security from things to purpose. Number three, establish visible symbols of invisible truth. Woo-wee! Let me break that down for you, brothers. Let me break that down for you, sisters. I don't know if you understand. Somebody should write this down. If you want to establish the kingdom of God on earth, if you want to establish a kingdom lifestyle now, not tomorrow, you ain't got to hang on and come back next Sunday, I'm going to give you your blessing today. Now, let me make sure you understand. So now, I'm living proof of this. I'm living proof. So I'm cutting back for everybody that's already, you already know, I'm taking about, you know, probably about 15 or 20 people for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, preferably people that are inside of the life management system right now. Again, this is my $20,000 system. I cut it in half to $10,000, knocking off another $5,000 for the members of the life management system. That leaves you with five. If you join now, I knock off another three. That leaves you with two. If you join during the month September or October. If you join during the month of November, we try to knock off two. Okay. If you join during the month of December, we knock off one, an additional one. So, again, you can come in. Or, I mean, you can just continue with the life management system. Okay, Brother Will, why are you doing it? Okay, I'm only working with people who want to be kingdom millionaires. What's a kingdom millionaire? The word millionaire just simply means mindset. I only work with people who want a kingdom mindset. A kingdom mindset is very difficult to establish because that means you got to go against the pattern of the entire world. So, see, if you can't live in an environment, I always ask God, okay, God, like, my current wife and current environment is totally different than my first wife and first environment. And my children would always ask me, Dad, you know, total different environment than you raised us in. I didn't even understand why I chose it, but now I do. Just like everything else, God has a purpose and a reason for everything because he was preparing me and he's showing me how to live in an environment and to change environments because you change the environment. You don't let the environment change you. So you can live in any environment. I'm living proof. I don't care how great or how small. If you're in prison, you can turn, again, you can make a heaven out of hell. You can make a hell out of heaven. It's all in your head. So you ain't got to change your environment, change your head, change your perspective. See, everybody trying to leave. I did too. I left four times and came back. Yeah, I know I keep telling the same story over and over again. Why? Because I need you to understand the power that's inside the story. Now remember, people will kill you the moment you attack their story. Don't believe me? Try it. Go to a Muslim and tell them Allah is fake. In fact, strapping bombs on your chest, running into buildings, you're not going to go up there and get no virgins. You're not going to heaven. Everything that you believe in is a lie. Don't believe me? Go to somebody. KKK member. Go tell them everything you believe is a lie. Find somebody and ask them what you believe. Oh, you're a Jehovah Witness? Okay. Jehovah is the God of death and wrath. Don't believe me? Go tell them that. Watch what happens. They're going to probably try to put a bullet in your head. Don't believe me? Try it out. People will kill you. That's why believers are the most dangerous people on the planet. How do I know? I used to be one. I didn't read about it. Somebody said, Jesus saved. They came up and said, dude, Jesus is fake. He's not real. That's Constantine. First time somebody told me that, I tried to put my hands on their throat. I wanted to end their life in the name of Jesus. I know I love you, but I just wanted to slowly watch your life leave your body. Why? You attacked my belief system because my belief system is me. I didn't understand that the basis of my story was a fairy tale. And the basis of everybody's story is a fairy tale. Don't tell nobody that if you don't want to get hurt. Just walk up to somebody and ask them, okay, what do you believe? Hey, man, I believe in the Black Panther Party. I believe that the black man is God. I believe, and just ask people, hey, dude, what you believe? And then when they tell you what they believe, just for the sake of, you know, giggles, say, you know what, just take the opposite position. Just see what happens. Just to prove what I'm telling you is true. Just take the opposite. No matter what they say, even if you don't believe it, just listen to them. Say, hey, man, what do you believe in? And they say, well, man, let's do politics. Somebody's a Republican, just say, dude, you're a Republican? Even if you're a Republican, just say, dude, I'm a Democrat. Watch what happens. I don't care what it is. I just love watching people's reaction when you challenge their story. Because their story is their identity. They don't have purpose. That's what happened to me when I got out of the Marine Corps. That was my story. And so when I got out of the Marines, they said, give us our title back. I'm like, what? So who am I now? We don't know, but you ain't no Marine no more. I was lost, brothers. I was suicidal. Y'all don't know. Then I became a cop, and I'm like, ooh, okay, this is who I am. I'm a police officer. Oh, man, this is great. Then I went out there, and I found out the mayor's son, city council, everybody was crooked. I'm arresting dudes on Friday. Before I finished the paperwork, they was at home. I'm like, well, I just arrested this dude. Well, you know, that's the mayor's son, dude. I don't care. I just caught that fool selling drugs. Yeah, but, you know, he's the mayor's son. I was like, so what does that mean? I got a son. If I catch you, catch my son, he don't get off. He don't get no free ticket. Well, yeah, your son, you ain't the mayor. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm out. I didn't want to play the game no more because the game is crooked. Then I left, and they said, well, give us our badge and our gun back. I'm like, so, okay, who am I now? So I'm not a police officer. I got my identity from my titles. Men give titles. Men take them away. God gives purpose, and God don't take it away. God is not an Indian giver. God's gifts are without recompense. So now I'm a didactic teacher. Somebody come and say, Brother Will, you, we take away your didactic teaching certification. Yo, homeboy, I didn't get it from you. Oh, yeah, that's right. So who can take my title from me now? Nobody, because nobody gave it to me. Brothers and sisters, stop getting your worth and value from people. You can't live in a kingdom with worth and value that you got from some man or some woman, because if the man or the woman gave you your title, your position, your strengths, your weakness, everything you got is a story that was given to you by somebody else. That's called tradition. You got to get rid of that. That's the cause of a complicated life, tradition. Next thing, survival. Are you focusing on me, my foe, and no more? You just focus on food, clothing, and shelter. That dog don't hunt. That's worry. That's called fear. That's emotion, or that's energy elated with emotion. Well, Brother Will, you understand, dog. I got bills, brother. I understand. But God says, why worry about what you should eat? In other words, God knows you have bills. Okay, how come he ain't paying them? He's not paying them because you ain't paying him. So how do I pay God? Give him some attention. How do I give God attention? Find your purpose. How do I find my purpose? Focus, discipline, and order. Focus on the things that make you you. That's why I come in. I give you this little thing. It's called your name. Because God gave your parents the name to give to you. Because your parents is just a pair that rents. Your parents just rented you. They didn't create you. Contrary to popular belief. Because, again, the thing that made you you is not your parents. It's the thing that's inside of your parents that made them your parents. Meaning it comes from source. It comes from God. So the cause of a kingdom life, the cause of living a cheerful life, the cause or the thing that allows you to improve your life is to understand that one of the biggest fears ruling this universe is the fact that we live our lives based upon half-truths that have established a pattern or a habit that is based upon fear. And underneath all of this behavior that is permanently, this is a program that is permanently in the background of our brains that controls all of our behavior. It controls all of our decisions every moment of every day. This program cannot be erased. This program cannot be removed. It's in your DNA. Okay, but the will, what do? We got a problem then. We can't remove the program. Okay, we don't. Again, everybody has two wolves. Which one's going to manifest? You got a good wolf, you got a bad wolf. Okay, the wolf that you feed is the wolf that's going to manifest. So stop feeding that bad wolf. How do we feed it? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Oh, okay, so what had happened was, yeah. So, Brother Will, can you break that down for me? Absolutely. The program that is running permanently, see, there are fools out there, well, let me rephrase that. There are educated individuals out there who saying that through therapy, you can do this, that, and other. Don't believe me? Find an alcoholic, take him to the bar, give him some alcohol. Find somebody that's been 30 years sober. Take them to the bar and give them alcohol. Watch what happens. Don't believe me? Again, all of my theories are not theories. They are theorems. A theorem is a complete circle. A theorem is a proven hypothesis. That's a theorem. I don't teach theory, brothers. I don't teach theory, sisters. I teach a proven hypothesis. How do I know? Find me an alcoholic. I'm going to take him to the bar. And I'm going to give him a bunch of drinks. And then I'm going to say, I'm going to tell him now. Remember, he's cured, right? He's no longer an alcoholic. Really? Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. It's a program. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm saying that program is permanent. How do I know? I've already tried all this. I didn't read about this in books. That's why I'm teaching it. So what do I do with my programs? I starve them. And then I do something else. I override my program with a more powerful program that's called a life-sustaining pattern. That's what I teach inside my system. Number one, identify the negative habit pattern. Number two, identify the life-sustaining pattern. Number three, claironomics. It is the behavioral claironomics. That's the household management of the soul. You replace the negative habit pattern with the new, more powerful life-sustaining pattern. How do we do that, Brother Will? How do we make the switch? Focus, discipline, and order. Frequent, intense thinking. If you don't do those, your dogs don't hunt. So people that's inside the life management system, the reason I'm going to the kingdom millionaire system is so that we can do one thing. Frequent, intense thinking. Because everybody knows what to do. How come they're not doing it? You know what to do. You're a grown man. And you are a grown woman. One of the two. There's nobody listening to me that don't know right from wrong. There's nobody that's listening to me that don't know how to make money. So how come you're not doing it? There's nobody that's listening to me that doesn't know what causes you to gain weight or what causes you to lose weight. So how come you're not doing it? How come you're not doing what you want to do? Everybody knows what they want, but how come they're not doing it? They have not chosen to do it, period. Drop mic, extra stage left. Let me say that again. Everybody knows what to do, but very few people have chosen to do. So the process doesn't show up unless you choose. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. See, you haven't chosen yet. You remember the Bible says it's better to be hot. It's better to be cold or hot than to be lukewarm. Why? If you are lukewarm, if you have not chosen to be good or evil, God spits you out of his mouth. That means in English, your dogs do not hunt. So it's better to be a bad guy than to be a lukewarm guy. Again, I know from personal experience. That's why I don't have a middle gear. I tell all people that. My wife has to help me with this all the time. I go somewhere, I'm just going to not. It's like I remember when the first time I met Jay Money. Remember one of my clients, Brother Jasper, we went out to eat, and I think it was butter. And we told the lady, no, it was lemons. We told the lady like two times, three times, could you bring us some lemons with our water? She didn't do it. But the Jasper said, hey, didn't you tell the lady to bring us some lemons? I said, yeah, bro, don't worry about it. I didn't even ask because then I was already pissed off because if she would have came back after I asked her again for lemons, I probably put my hands on her throat. And so I'm not trying to go to jail over lemons. So I just disconnect and I just like do without. I don't have that middle gear. I'm either hot or cold. Since I've been on both sides of the fence already, I ain't trying to go to prison, and I don't want nobody to put no bullets in my head, so therefore, I stay on the side of righteousness and right standing. I don't even dibble and dabble anymore. I don't even go close to the fence like I used to. I don't even play around with the devil. Why? I don't have the luxury of a negative thought. I don't have that middle gear. So my life is always on purpose, not on time. I always maintain crystal clear clarity, and I make sure that I am self-sufficient. Why? That is the causes. Those are the three attributes for a kingdom life, a cheerful life. So I don't put the keys to my happiness in somebody else's pocket. Hello. Let me say that again. Somebody please write that down. Don't put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket. I don't care how great that person is. They could be your mama. They could be your daddy. They could be your wife. They could be your husband. They could be your Lashirans. They could be your brothers or sisters. Doesn't matter. Don't put the keys. I know it's going to be tough. And I know. Trust me, I've been there, done that too. You know, you love little Johnny. Little Johnny got your back. But, again, you will learn if you haven't learned already. Do not put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket. Don't do it. You're going to be tempted. I know. You can say, yeah, but well, you don't know. Like, I know this person. Yeah, I know them too. That's why I say, don't put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket. Why? God, not the person, wants you to be single. He wants you to be self-sufficient. Now, you can be self-sufficient with people or without. That's your choice. But at the end of the day, God wants you to stop appointing someone else to be you. God made you to be you. Not for you to be somebody else. When you give the keys to the happiness to somebody else, you're giving them the keys to your car, to your life, to your chi, to your prana. They control you. They control all your energy. There are some women that are controlled by men. They give the key. Now, they do this unknowingly. You know, well, that's my husband, you know. They treat him like trash. She leaves, come back, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, hey, that's my man. I love my man. And their happiness depends upon their man. Or the happiness depends upon the government. Or the happiness depends upon the job. No, my happiness depends upon me and God. So if I want to be happier, I go to God. I don't go to man. Why? God is my supplier. So your happiness, the keys to your happiness is in your pocket. Now, you can give them to somebody else. I don't recommend you do that, but if that's what you want to do, that's between you and God. You see, but if you can find a process that produces solutions, you override, excuse me, the program. Now, remember, the program can't be deleted. That's going to be to tell you that we're going to use hypnosis. We're going to use neuro-linguistical programming. I've been doing this almost 60 years, boo-boo, and I'm telling you, program's still there. You just got to starve it. How do we starve it, Brother Will? Find a process. Okay, what is the process? Number one, purpose. Now, I've been saying this 20-plus years, 25 years. I'm going to keep saying it. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. The Bible says where there is no vision, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, what happens? People cast off restraint. The word that means cast off the thing that keeps you from going cuckoo. Now you just go buck wild, and we see you on Black Man Gone Wild. Why? You have no self-control. So therefore, if you can't control yourself, they got men with badges and guns that they come and they call them and they control you. They put you in handcuffs. They take you to prison. Prison is full of men with no purpose. As I've said, worked in prison system a long time. Never met a man in prison with purpose. Never. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the number one thing to establish a kingdom life on earth, purpose. The purpose comes from a person, and that person has a place. You need the three P's, the person, the place, and the position. The position is purpose. Number one, in order to establish a kingdom life here on earth, now, not next week, right now, purpose. You know your purpose? That's why I'm here to assist you with it. Why? Took me 40 years to find mine. God gave me a process, and now I've monetized that process. And I am a multimillionaire from that process. Now, Brother Will, that sounds great, but I got my purpose, so what I do next? Number two, clarity. So you got your purpose. Your purpose is blank, but you got, you know, a job, and you got a wife, or you got a husband, and you're a brother, or you're a sister. And you are a choir director in your church, or you are an usher board, or you are on the deacon board, or you got many hats. God has 72 names, but there's only one God. Now, you will probably not hear that statement anywhere on this planned net, but let me be crystal clear. Anybody want to prove me wrong? Even though you would not be able to do that. In the ancient text, there are 72 names of God. Now, anybody can go to their favorite search engine and type that in. And you will see El, you'll see Elohim, you'll see Eloah, you'll see El Shaddai, you'll see Jehovah. You will see, you know, what's another one? Taba. You will see Adonai. You will see Elion. You will see Elion. You will see Hashem. You will see Shalom. You will see Eternal One. You will see Shekinah. All of these are different names, which are different titles, which are different offices of one God. He's got 72 names, but he's just one. But there are some people who think the names are different, but they're still the same. Now, my mom changed my name 3 times before she decided on one name. So I could go by Edmund. I could go by William. I could go by Willie. I could go by Will. Is that different people? No, that's still the same dude. But somebody could think that William is different from Willie. Or somebody could think that Willie is different from Will. Somebody may think that Will is different from Edmund. Somebody think that Edmund is different from Ed. Somebody can think that Ed is different from Bill. Now, these are somebody can think that Bill is different from Big Willie. Somebody could think that Willie Star, all of these are names, nicknames, but it's I am only one God. So we got a plethora of religions because people gave them different names, but it's still one God. That is called confusion. That's the opposite of clarity. Now, the problem is you got one purpose that can be expressed in many different ways. Through the expression of, now, I got one person, uplift the spirit of humanity. That's really what I am. I'm really not a teacher. I'm really not a writer. I'm really not a podcaster. As you can tell, people tell me all the time, man, I read your books, dog, and I come from errors. That's correct. Why? I am not an English major, nor am I an editor. That's just how I chose to express my gift of uplifting the spirits of humanity. I got one purpose, but I can express it in many different ways. There is one element on the periodic table, hydrogen. That's it, one. How come we got 118 elements? Can somebody break that down for me, please? So let me get this right. We got one element on the periodic table. That is correct. Again, I got money that you can prove me wrong. There's one. And then on all of these elements, even the one element can be expressed in seven ways. Do you know that hydrogen has seven isotopes? Don't believe me? Triple data. Go to Google and look it up. So in the kingdom, what I'm teaching and for the next, you know, for the 10, 15 people that's going with me in 2019, 666, 777, 888, they all equals 111. Hydrogen. So hydrogen can be expressed, but it's still hydrogen. So what is carbon? Hydrogen. What is helium? Hydrogen. What is platinum? Hydrogen. What is gold? Hydrogen. What is ore? Hydrogen. What is all of the elements on the periodic table? Hydrogen. Just different amounts of one element. So if you cannot trace that back to that one element, you don't have confidence. You have confusion. So the number two ingredient for kingdom on earth is clarity. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So you're going to go out and you're going to talk to somebody that's from the Jehovah's Witness. They're going to tell you, yeah, dude, Jehovah, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Then you're going to go talk to somebody that's a Mormon. They're going to say, yeah, Joseph Smith. They're going to say he came down, an angel appeared to him, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. Then you're going to go talk to somebody else that's Seventh-day Adventist. They say only on the seventh day, dude. Something was invented on the seventh day, homie. You don't do that, you're going to bust hell wide open. Then you're going to go talk to somebody else that they're from the Lutheran. They gonna say Martin Luther came. He nailed the seven theses, whatever it was, on the door, and Martin Luther broke away. Martin Luther. Then you go meet John Calvin, and you go meet a Calvinist, and the Calvinist said, nope, it wasn't Martin Luther, it was John Calvin. And if you don't understand Calvinism, you're gonna die and go to hell. You're gonna bust hell wide open. And if you believe that, you're gonna be confused, and you're not gonna have no confidence. And then you will bust hell wide open. See the kingdom. Yeah, the kingdom is omni, bruh. That's it. One. Everything else is a watered-down version of the original. If you cannot trace your purpose back to the person that gave you that purpose, your dogs don't hunt. You can't sit at the table because there's going to be somebody sitting across the table. They're going to have a different viewpoint than you. Their story is different from your story. And if you don't have the intellectual capacity to understand, we're telling the same story in a different narrative. So you may dislike me, bruh, but the weapons of my warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the putting down of strongholds. So I know that you're not the enemy. The enemy wants me to think that you're the enemy. He wants me to get into racism so I can use my rationalism. See, he wants you to get into racism because then you're going to lose all rationalism. You're not going to be a rational person because you're a racial person. Race removes rational. You can't be rational. Reason and logic is gone. Elvis has left the building. Why? You're racist. Because you lost your rationalism. Which leads the last piece of the puzzle to an easy life Kingdom living on earth, number one, purpose. Number two, clarity of that purpose that gives you confidence in that purpose. So when I sit at the table with reverends and doctors and bishops who are Calvinists, and they say, Brother Will, if you're not a Calvinist, my brother, you're going to bust hell wide open. And then I'll just say, kindly, sir, I'll see you there. But after you, because you're gonna beat me there. Because I know that there is one God who has 72 names. And I don't know how many denominations. Emphasis on the word denomination, which is demon. Demonstration. Demon. Now, I have another study for another time. However, let me make sure you understand kingdom living. Again, we're talking about the king, the big one, not the little one. Because there's the king of kings and the lord of lords. So if you hang out with one of these little kings and these little lords, you're going to get convoluted. You got to go all the way back to clarity, to the singleness, singularity. Number three, singleness, singularity. Single standing column of waveform energy. That's called self-sufficiency. See, when you become one with the Father, wow, what does that mean? One with the Father. Jesus says, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Woo-wee, that dog hunts right there. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. So we are all one, but we think we are many. Each one of us are individualizations of God. Woo! That you are a GRB. That is a gamma, or what we call gamma, ray burst. In physics, it's called a GRB. These are the elementary particles of an atom that are expressed through an individual burst. I don't know if you understand, because we have this treasure hidden in earth vessels. What is this treasure? Germ. That's why, again, 666-777-88, I can prove it using physics and biology. That's what I'm going to do for the next 15 or 20 people that's working with me. I'm going to individually break this down, so that way I'm going to give you a map through the energetic properties that leads to your spiritualities or spirituality. How do I do that? By over and understanding that each and every one of us is a GRB of God. We are an individualization of God. That means we are a burst. That means that you are a photon. You are a package of light. You are an individual expression of a bigger substance. Science calls you a gamma ray, which is code for grammar. That's why words establish world. I can use different words. I can change your DNA. This is called epigenetics, proven by Dr. Bruce Lipton in his book, Biology of Genes. So I don't care what your genes are. I can change your genes. So can you. How? Words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words. So the root impulses changes the functions of organism through vibration. Ooh, man, I don't know if you understand. That just simply means your brain has what they call neuroplasticity. I have this inside of my book, The Neurons of God. Meaning that your brain changes its shape based upon the grammar that you expose to. So if you are blonde hair, blue eyes, 6'5", going to be, and I put you in somewhere and I tell you that you are a dwarf idiot over and over again, every day, all day, 24/7, 365, no matter how tall you are, you will walk around and you will think that you are a dwarf idiot. This is scientifically proven. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the words of a God. Only gods can do what I'm doing. Wrong God, wrong words. Wrong words, wrong world. Wrong world, W-O-R-L-D. Wrong world, W-H-I-R-L, chakra. Change the spin of your chakra. This is called reverse engineering. They call it antichrist. Anti-spin. To make your chakras spin in the direction that they're not designed. That means living a life without purpose, without clarity, and without self-sufficiency. That's the only way your dogs don't hunt. That's the only way you have something that we call poverty. That means that your poverty chakra is not spinning in the right direction, or it's not spinning, because remember, when something spins, it lets you in. When it spins, that's how you get in. The faster the spin, the more you get in. That's called magnetism. When something spins, it draws something. That's why I was talking about the merry-go-round. The merry-go-round, when you spin, it produces gravity, centripetal force. That's another word, again, that breaks it down to help you understand how to establish the quality of your life on this earth. You are a GRB. You are a gamma ray burst, according to what physics says, which means that what happens to our cells in our body are structured in a way that enables them to receive electromagnetic signals from the cosmos, meaning the Father. These resonant frequencies activate elemental particles inside of our atoms that changes our bodies and our brains and changes the molecular structure of the body and the brain to fit the electromagnetic signal or the EM field. It's called your aura. So this is what they call, again, wave forms or galactical waves. This simply is another way of saying that you and I, we are electromagnetic waves in water suits. That's why you're made up of 70% water. Now, there's a physicist by the name of Luc Montagnier, who discovered how our organisms is affected by frequencies that allows us to change our neuropathy or neural pathways. This is physics. This is science. Then Dr. Emoto, the Japanese scientist who was a water researcher who just recently passed away, you can go to YouTube, type in Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. Please do it and just watch the videos. I know most of you, y'all hear me talk about Dr. Emoto, Dr. Bruce Lipton all the time, Dr. Greg Braden. All of these guys prove using science what the Bible says. So Dr. Emoto proved that water carries information. Then he proved that the true nature of water is to contain memory. And the water affects the molecular structure. You can affect the molecular structure of water. You can extract information from water. You can put information into water. So he took water and he said, and he put the word, and he said the words, "I hate you." The water turned into sewage. Now you can do this at home. You can put water in the jar, and you can speak to that water and just leave it up there for 30, 40 days and watch the water change. You can take sewage and say, "I love you," and the water will turn into crystal clear drinking water. Don't believe me? Watch, go to YouTube and type in Dr. Emoto. Look at his research. This stuff will mess up your brain. So each brain is designed for specific types of energy based upon your name. Your name harmonizes and elevates your being. So when you are abused or if you are misused, that lowers your being, a.k.a. your vibratory rate, through sound. So if you live in an environment like I did, where you got somebody calling you stupid and an idiot and worthless like I did, your vibration, your water, your body, your dirt suit changes. I know that I stopped growing. My brothers, everybody bigger than me. Because I was the only one that stayed in that environment. When I moved to Richmond, my brothers and sisters, they weren't in Richmond with me. My sister lived there for a little while. My brother, everybody left. But I stayed in that environment. I never grew an inch or gained a pound until I left Richmond. Jay Money, when I left Richmond, brother, I was 150 pounds. Went to the Marines. I came back. I was 195. In 6 months, I got out of that vibration that was stifling my growth, not only physically but also spiritually. Man, if you're in a bad vibration, if you're in a bad environment, it's a wrap for you, boo-boo. You have to change it. But when I was a child, I didn't have the mental capacity to override the thoughts and the frequency of that environment. So either you have to change the environment or the environment changes you. That's the power of you. Now, I could go on and really break down, as I talk about that Hebrew letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Shin. That Hebrew letter, S-H-I-N, that's found in all of the ancient texts, that is the first letter in the name Shaddai, which means Almighty. So one of the significant and the most important names that is applied to God, that is the letter Shin. It appears in all of the ancient texts, but it's removed in a lot of the current texts. Inside, if you look at an electrocardiogram of the heart, it reveals the letter Shin, S-H-I-N, the first letter of the name of God, the heart. The heart has four vowels that represents the four letters of God. The fifth letter in the name of God is Shin, S-H-I-N. But that is the walls of the heart. So each chamber, four chambers, Y-H-V-H, for the name of God that we have. But what is missing is the fifth element, which is the walls. Nobody counts the walls. Just like in your DNA. Your DNA has four letters, A, C, G, T. Nobody counts what holds those four letters together, P, phosphate. There's four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Nobody counts the fifth gospel, Thomas. The fifth element, the 5G that's coming out right now, oh, man, it's going to change the globe. If you can understand, because remember, the Bible talks about that the heart understands knowledge. This is extremely important because what I'm talking about, especially in 2019, is kingdom principles. That's knowledge. That it talked about in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So this is too deep for most people. This is called a hot doctrine that most people, it's just difficult. It's very difficult for people to wrap their brain around understanding the true gnosis of what I call esoteric knowledge or esoteric Christianity. Why? Once you understand, overstand, and understand that the word for heart in Hebrew is lev, L-E-V, and the ability based upon all of the ancient texts to understand that that word forms the image of the heart, and to understand that this produces what is called heart to heart. It connects your heart with God's heart. Psalms 33:26. God is the artisan of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 33:26. Heart. God always speaks to the heart. Brothers and sisters, if your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. So you must understand the heart doctrine. That's the seal, the true symbol of the kingdom, the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what I'm doing in 2019. Heart doctrine. That's called kingdom. Kingdom living. God loves people who live from the heart, not the head or the gut, the heart. Why? According to heartmath.org, the heart emits 5,000 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain or the gut. Brothers and sisters, stop electing or appointing someone else to solve your problems. Number two, stop shifting your point of security. That simply means your security should not be in your safety. Your feelings should not be in your wealth, your health, your wisdom, or your relationships. Those change. Your wealth changes, your health changes, your wisdom changes, your relationship changes. But the person, the place, and your positions don't. The person of Jesus Christ, who I call Yahushua, the place is the kingdom. Your position is your purpose. Those three things never change. Shift your point of security from things to a purpose. Number one, stop depending on other people. Number two, stop depending on things and depend upon purpose. Number three, establish visible symbols of your invisible belief. That means you should have fruit. The visible symbol is fruit. Now you telling me, now anybody want to see my fruit, I can show you my fruit. Me and my, we'll probably be moving probably January 2019. Moving from Texas, probably be moving to California. Everything that I said I was going to do 6 months ago, I've done. All my life, everything I've said, I've accomplished. Because I didn't say it, I just aligned with what God said. I didn't try to manipulate God, I just aligned with God. God said I wish to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. So I stopped asking and I stopped thinking and I started aligning. So I know God wanted to do exceedingly abundantly above. I know I was thinking too small. I was thinking 1 mil. God was thinking millions. Okay, God, I'm going to go with what you got. See, what you're thinking, your goals, they're too small. God can't work with them. They're too small. You got to increase your goals. You got to bring your goals up to where God's at. Well, whatever you're thinking is great. Keep, you know, whatever you're thinking, just say, Father, not my will, but your will. When you release and let the Father take over, life change. So you got goals. They're great. But just let God, don't make a goal and give it to God. Let God make the goal and give it to you. God can't rubber stamp your beliefs. They too small. The names that you got of God is too limited. So God, according to the book of Revelation, is the entire word. So I don't put God in a box. I take him out. I recommend you take God out the box. You got a belief system. What is it? What you got? What are you willing to fight for? That belief, too small. Increase your beliefs. So you got a monetary amount, too small. You got a health amount, too small. You got a wisdom amount, too small. You got a relationship amount, too small. That's why I say toe curling. That's why I tell you, to me, the God is, he's the big G. I can't put no name on him. He's too big. I can't put no salary cap on God. God want to bless me with billions and kakillions. Okay, God, bring it on. Kingdom living. Kingdom living is aligning your will with God. Stop trying to align God's will with you. That's not how it works. God is not going to rubber stamp your belief system. You just need to align with his. He wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Again, me and Dr. Span going to be dropping some knowledge Saturday, September the 29th in Dallas, Texas. I've decided that I'm going to anybody who wants to come to the seminar, you can come for free. Ain't going to charge you a dime. Just show up, Dallas. I'm just going to let everybody in. Now, the people who paid, well, they get the books, and I'm going to personally work with them to do their numbers during the seminar. But if anybody want to come and listen, hey, you know what? Come on. Let's do this. The pay-per-view, everybody who's already paid, no problem. You get your. I'm going to send you your 25-page life management circle, your chart done for you. But if anybody just want to watch, instead of doing it on the pay-per-view, I'm going to broadcast it live on Facebook Live for free. My wife's going to hold my camera. We're going to broadcast the whole event. Dr. Span will be speaking. We're going to broadcast it live after Dr. Span speaks. For her and her husband, Jerome, I don't know if he may speak as well. But Dr. Span will have the stage. I will introduce them. Then I have my wife introduce me, and then I'm going to bring it on home. Then we're going to, call it a wrap. And we're going to establish the kingdom of God. So Saturday, September the 29th, 7 p.m., doors open at 7 p.m. The event starts at 7:30. That's this Saturday, September the 29th. Again, just go to my Facebook page at that time. We'll be broadcasting live, or I will see you at the Mission Arts Center in Dallas, Texas. If anybody wants to come, the event is going to be free. I decided to let anybody who wants to come in, hey, come on in. We're gonna make it do what it do. So just, again, meet me there, 7 p.m. Doors are open. Where the event will get started at around 7:30. We're going to keep it short and sweet. We're going to drop some knowledge. So you guys, please join me live, either in person or live on my Facebook channel. That is 7 p.m. this Saturday, September the 29th. Brothers and sisters, God has taken the lid off. He's removed my program, and he gave me a process. If he's done it for me, he can do it for you. He's not a respecter of persons. Remember, kingdom living is based upon kingdom thinking. There's a kingdom mindset that establishes a kingdom language that results in a kingdom lifestyle. That kingdom lifestyle is based upon purpose, clarity, and self-sufficiency. It is my prayer that you align with me or that you align with someone else that can assist you with aligning with the Father. Not manipulating, but aligning. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May some bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will. Thought about it. I will to you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours, so do it for yourself. You the day one, day one, so do it for yourself. You the day one, day one, now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back of all my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm Liddy, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Yourself, you the day one, day one.